Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. West Asia conflict further escalates as Israel claims Iran's security chief Ali Larijani killed in its strike. United States counterterrorism chief Joe Kent resigns in protest over Iran war. Finnish President Alexander Stubb says India can play a meaningful diplomatic role in easing tensions between United States and Iran. And human rights organizations express concern over extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances of Baluch civilians by Pakistani authorities in Pakistan. The conflict across West Asia has intensified further in the past few weeks, in the past few hours, with Israeli military officials claiming a major strike on Iran's command structure. The Israeli Defense Forces claimed they have killed Ali Larijani, a secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, along with a senior commander of the Basij paramilitary forces. After the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on February 28, 2026, Larijani emerged as Iran's de facto wartime leader, coordinating the country's strategic and military responses. There has been no immediate confirmation from Tehran on Larijani's reported death. From Washington, President Donald Trump has called for the formation of an international coalition to secure the Strait of Hormuz, where all transit has been severely disrupted. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Tensions are spreading rapidly across West Asia, with Lebanon witnessing intensified Israeli activity. Fresh evacuation orders have been issued for civilians south of the Sahrani River, while thick smoke continues to rise over Beirut's southern suburbs following sustained strikes. Across the Gulf, explosions of air interceptions were reported over Doha, while a Kuwaiti-flagged commercial tanker was hit east of Fujairah, raising fears over safety of critical shipping routes. In the United Arab Emirates, authorities have moved quickly to stabilize the situation. Airspace has reopened after a temporary closure, but officials confirmed that debris from an intercepted missile struck a residential area in Abu Dhabi, killing one person. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels. Briefing media in New Delhi today, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal informed that the ministers also emphasized the need for dialogue and diplomacy to be drafted to bring an early end to this conflict.
External Affairs Minister discussed pressing global challenges, including the ongoing conflict in West Asia, with his counterparts from Europe, whom he met on the sidelines of the Foreign Affairs Council meeting. Energy security was an important point of discussion. The foreign ministers reiterated, and we also underlined, the point that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to bring this conflict to an end.
The head of the United States National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, has resigned over the U.S.-Israel war with Iran. In a letter to U.S. President Donald Trump, he wrote, "Iran posed no imminent threat to the country, and government started this war due to pressure from Israel." The White House has not responded on the letter yet. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that most NATO allies have declined to join the U.S. military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. He added that despite their reluctance, almost every country strongly agreed with what we are doing, and that Iran cannot in any way, shape or form be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Trump said he was not surprised by NATO members' response. He also claimed that U.S. forces had significantly degraded Iran's military capability. He said that because of those gains, Allied support was no longer necessary. Finnish President Alexander Stubb has suggested that India can play a meaningful diplomatic role in easing tensions between the United States and Iran, calling for an immediate ceasefire as the conflict in West Asia continues to intensify. In a TV interview, Stubb emphasized that global efforts should prioritize halting hostilities and reopening channels for dialogue, noting that India is well positioned to contribute to de-escalation efforts. His remarks come at a time when New Delhi has been actively engaging with Tehran amid rising regional tensions. India has been closely monitoring developments driven by concerns over regional stability, energy security, and the safety of its nationals in the region. Stubbs' comments also follow his recent state visit to India, where he attended the Raisina Dialogue as chief guest. During the visit, he praised India's growing global stature, highlighting its economic progress and evolving role in international affairs. He also commended New Delhi's foreign policy approach, describing it as grounded in a pragmatic and realistic worldview. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. As violence against civilians intensifies across Balochistan, leading human rights organizations brought to light the extrajudicial killing of two civilians and the enforced disappearance of others by Pakistani authorities. These latest incidents come against the backdrop of a growing wave of extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances across the province. A report.
Human rights body Baloch Yakjati Committee mentioned that 24-year-old Muhammad Ismail was killed by a Pakistan-backed death squad on 9th of March in Khadan district. The rights body described the brutal act as part of the systematic effort to terrorize and silence the Baloch people. It appealed to the international community and human rights defenders to take immediate action and stand with the Baloch people in their struggle for justice, dignity and freedom. Highlighting the atrocities against civilians, PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, condemned the brutal killing of 26-year-old shopkeeper Hatham Baloch in Kech district on 4th of March. The rights body also criticized the brutal torture of Baloch civilian Imdad Sayed, who was released on 14th of March after being forcibly disappeared on 6th February from Turbat city in Kech. Additionally, PANC revealed that another two civilians were subjected to enforced disappearance at the hands of Pakistani forces from the Jiwani area of Gwadar district in Balochistan. This is Saira Mushtaba for World News.
Afghanistan has warned a teeth-breaking response to the airstrikes carried out by Pakistan in Kabul. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior spokesperson Abdul Matin Kane has said Afghanistan considers Pakistan's latest strike as major escalation and emphasized that such actions cannot go unanswered. He reiterated that Afghan authorities view the attacks as a clear violation of the country's sovereignty. At least 23 people were killed in a series of suspected suicide bombings in Nigeria. Police in the country's northeastern city of Maiduguri said today that more than 100 other people were also injured. The blasts took place last evening in the capital of Nigeria's restive Borno state. In USA, more than 750 flights scheduled to fly into, out of, or within the US have been called off as of early today, and about 1,300 were delayed one day after powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country. In badminton, Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament began today at the Palais des Sports in France. In women's single, Akarshi Kashyap defeated Wai Li of Chinese Taipei 21-17-21-19 in a qualifier match this evening. In men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth will face Denmark's Magnus Johansson in a round of 32 match tomorrow. Ayush Shetty will open his campaign against compatriot Kiran George in another round of 32 match. Iran's participation in the FIFA World Cup 2026 is uncertain as the country's Football Federation are in talks with FIFA to move its scheduled matches in the United States to Mexico due to rising security concerns. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. West Asia conflict further escalates as Israel claims Iran's security chief Ali Larijani killed in its strike. United States counterterrorism chief Joe Kent resigns in protest over Iran war. Finnish President Alexander Stubb says India can play a meaningful diplomatic role in easing tensions between the United States and Iran. And human rights organizations express concern over extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances of Baloch civilians by Pakistani authorities in Pakistan. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.